Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Fantasy NBA Today podcast.
All right, guys, it's this combo platter show. It's our Fantasy NBA Today weekly preview, but also our daily playoff streaming calendar. I'm Dan Bespris. We're diving straight in because I want these shows to be no more than 15 minutes, and in a perfect world, we keep them around 10. First of all, find me over on Twitter at Dan Bespris, D-A-N-B-E-S-B-R-I-S. Check out our baseball draft guide available now in the MLB Fantasy Pass. And for you NBA subscribers, you can upgrade to the All Sport for just one additional dollar per month. It's the start of a new week, week 20. Technically, I know some sites that combined All-Star Week that was one, but I'm actually counting it all the way through, so don't get on my case for that. It is the beginning of the playoffs for a number of leagues. You're fighting for playoffs in a lot of leagues. This is a head-to-head only episode. Whatever we're talking about right now has absolutely positively nothing to do with Roto or Games Cap. This is all about maximizing games played and winning your head-to-head weekly matchups. What you see on your screen right now, and I'll go ahead and make it a little bit bigger for you guys, is the streaming chart, which is available through the NBA Fantasy Pass. You can see the whole thing. I'm color-coding it as I go here. That part is up to you. That's just, I think, for ease of reading here on YouTube or Twitter or however you're taking in the podcast. But what I want to start with is a quick scroll through on the streaming calendar and let you guys know what's going on this week. Obviously, the big one is Brooklyn. They've got 5 games in 7 days. You very rarely have a 5-game week. There's only a couple the entire NBA season. So whatever you can do on that Brooklyn front, this is the day to do it. If you have any players on your team that only have 3 games that are, say, basically any worse than like top 90, you probably should replace them with someone on Brooklyn that has 5. Possibilities on that team that might not be fully rostered, guys like Dorian Finney-Smith would be the best one of the group. Dennis Smith Jr. would kind of be the next tier down, and then you work your way all the way down to someone like a De'Ron Sharp, who's also, again, 5 games. You might get yourself, you know, 30 to 40 rebounds out of Sharp, 5 blocks, couple of steals, good field goal percent. It's a stretch, but if you're hunting field goal percent and you're hunting rebounds, 5 games of rebounds out of Sharp would be better than, probably not going top 90 to drop for that guy, but someone on your team that's in that 100 to 125 range, go get a, you know, 165 range guy, 185 range guy playing 5 games, and you get a whole lot of good stuff. Nets are also the only team on a back-to-back today, tomorrow. So if you're looking for a much shorter stream, it's the same thing. Same players. Where things get a little bit more interesting is where you get into the 4-6 or the 3-4. The 4-6 starting today, meaning teams that play 4 games in 6 nights, that'll get you through Saturday on a long stream, would still be Brooklyn, but you're also adding Chicago and the Portland Trail Blazers. Chicago, the only streamer really is Andre Drummond, because they're a pretty narrow rotation these days. It's kind of the starting five, and then Drummond, so he'd be the guy there. The Blazers, there's a lot of health stuff hanging in the balance right now. We're waiting on, I think, 3 Blazers are questionable going into tonight's ball games. DeAndre Ayton is definitely questionable. Tumani Kamara got added late due to illness. He's questionable. Perhaps that it. Maybe everybody else is actually just out already. So guys like Shaedon Sharpe are out. Malcolm Brogdon's out. Scoot Henderson's out. I believe Jeremy Grant. Jeremy Grant is doubtful. He's not out, but he almost definitely will be on a tanking team. So, you know, if Tumani Kamara plays, he ends up being a really good stream for 6 days. Jabari Walker is a pretty good stream for 6 days. The Blazers are messy. Now, if Ayton sits out, you could go Reith, but you're also playing with fire because Ayton is questionable, meaning he could be back at any moment during this, like, pretty good scheduling stretch for Portland, and then Reith turns back into basically nothing. Matisse Thybulle, by the way, is also questionable for tonight. I don't know how I missed that one. He would also be a really interesting stream for defensive stats. So there's a whole bunch of names on the Portland side that could be interesting, but we may not know about them until a little bit later on tonight. So unfortunately, it's not like I can come back on air and do one more minute on that. The good news is that they're in Minnesota, so the Blazers are one of the earlier games on the card today, just a half an hour after that Memphis-Brooklyn start. So we should get information on them by probably around 4 o'clock Pacific time, and then you can make a call on a Blazer if you definitely wanted to. 3 and 4 is actually a little bit different because if we take a look at the Blazers' schedule, they actually go Monday, Wednesday on every others, and then Friday, Saturday is their back-to-back, so they're backloaded on that 4 games in 6 days. So if you're just looking for a 4-day stream, Portland is not part of that mix, but Sacramento is. So it kind of flips around, and you remove one, but you add another. Kings don't have that many. If De'Aaron Fox sits out, you know, maybe you get a little bit. Would I dare go Davion Mitchell? Probably not, because Fox is a shoot-around, meaning even if he doesn't play tonight, he'll be back by that Lakers game. Ain't no way he's missing that Lakers game coming up on Wednesday. Kevin Huerter is probably your only fringe-level guy you could stream. And frankly, you know, I don't know why you'd go that route if you weren't going to hold through Thursday. And that makes me, frankly, a tiny bit nervous with guys potentially coming back and then screwing things up for you. So, all that to say, and now I can close out this window. You guys have now kind of seen this a little bit. I want to change what's being viewed on the screen to, I guess it's one of the Chrome tabs I have open here. What do we got? There we go. That's this. Okay, here. Let's get this Chrome tab up. This is the one I wanted. Pretty sure that's the one I wanted. Yeah, but it's too small. Don't worry. I got you. I got you, everybody. Okay, so here we go. You guys briefly saw my notifications here. So we already talked about some of these players. Now you guys can get a look at them while we're talking about the other stuff going on the card either tonight or this week. The other thing I wanted to talk about, because there's the names with Portland kind of screwed up in the graphic on the screen, but that's the names if you're going today. The things you should consider if you're streaming today are, do I have any fringe-level players that are only going 3 games this week? Because if so, I got to get on to Brooklyn. But if none of the Brooklyn guys are available, and you have some three-game dudes playing this week, then you have to look to see, when does it start for them? Like, let's say you have a fringe-level player on Detroit. You just happen to be, I think they had a pretty good schedule last week, right? Or, yeah, they had 4 games last week. Let's say you had been streaming Simone Fontecchio or something like that. It's a 3-game week, yes. If you can't get to Brooklyn, like we talked about, there's a Chicago, but let's say you couldn't get Andre Drummond. There just aren't that many options today outside of the Portland Trail Blazers. So that, to me, is the key. Like, if you've got a 3-gamer and you can't get Brooklyn, Portland's got to be the other one. And then you definitely are not making another move on that club until Sunday. But even then, I would argue you don't have to. Here's the beauty of the long stream. The way the schedule is built right now actually affords a very interesting opportunity to stream extra roster spots. Allow me to explain myself. There are, and everybody's talking about Brooklyn right now, multiple teams coming up that play 5 games in 7 days. It just so happens that they don't run Monday to Sunday, so nobody's talking about it. Yes, Brooklyn is your key today. But if you didn't want to make a move today to Brooklyn, the Cavaliers start a 5-game in 7-day stretch tomorrow. Yeah, there's another one just knocking right on your doorstep. And they got Isaac Okoro, who's been kicking butt. They've got Sam Merrill, who's been kicking butt. Donovan Mitchell just got ruled out for at least the next three ball games. So worst case scenario, he comes back for a couple of them and your stream isn't as good on Sunday, Monday at the end of the week. But guess what? The Cavs aren't the only one. The Blazers, who we just talked about, they start this week by going 4 games in 6 days. But if you get to that Friday Houston game for Portland, that's actually the start of a 5-game-in-7-day stretch for the Blazers. So if you're picking up a Portland player, the smart money says, hold on for 11 days. They go 7 times in 11 days starting today. And it just gets a higher and higher percentage the deeper you wait into the week. But because Portland has one of the better schedules to start this week, actually playing today on a kind of a low traffic day, you could pick up a Blazer like a Jabari Walker or a Tumani Kamara, whoever it might be, and hold on to them through Thursday of next week. It's glorious. Honestly, you could even go deeper than that if you wanted to, because Portland is one of the best playoff schedules on earth. They go 4-4-4. And their final week, they don't play on Sunday. So you could actually make a move at that point. Blazers have that right after the 5-7. Then they go 2 games over 5 days, so they get to catch their breath a little bit. But they come almost up on another back-to-back again.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
So there are actually a lot of ways to maximize games this week, and it doesn't all have to be Brooklyn. The other nice thing is, and I want to bring up a different graphic to look at here, so let me stop sharing that one, and we'll get another one here. Let me see if I can figure out where I put it. Yeah, I know. You're sitting there thinking, Dan, you should probably get a producer. Yeah, I probably should, but it ain't happening, so bear with me. All right, here's a little schedule strategy, and this is what part of this we already talked about today. If you can get some Nets, do it. If they've all been scooped up, the Blazers likely have some options to hold through Saturday, or again, for 11 days, or Andre Drummond. If you use 2 moves today, save the rest for Thursday or later. One thing to keep in mind as you're in the playoffs, too, before we get into the follow-up tweet on this one, is you want to make sure you have a move saved through Thursday, at least one, if somebody gets hurt on your team. Because if someone gets hurt and they're not IL eligible, suddenly you're now staring down the barrel of 2, maybe even worst case, 3 zeros. That's a big way to replace missing games played, is to wipe out a zero. But the other thing I wanted to mention before we wrap up our super fast show for today is tomorrow, remember I was talking about how Cleveland starts a terrific stretch tomorrow? Here on the screen, you can see Cleveland starts a 4-6. They're actually a 5-7 starting tomorrow. But Atlanta, Houston, Miami, Orlando, and Philadelphia all start 4-6 tomorrow. So there's a lot of options to bulk up your games played starting as soon as tomorrow. What I will note, though, is as you're looking at the calendar, you're looking at the teams that play today, I believe every single team that plays today, with the exception of Utah, is a 4-game week. So you're not going to be able to add more than 1 game to your ledger for most of these teams. If you, like, say you had a Wizard, they go today, they still have 3 more games. So if you moved off of a Wizard, the best you could do would add 1 game the rest of the week. Utah plays today, If you abandon ship on Utah starting tomorrow, you can turn 2 games over 6 days into 4 games over 6 days. So if you're really in a tight battle, getting off of the Jazz after tomorrow is a real, or after tonight is a really good deal. Because they actually play only 3 games until Friday of next week. That's 3 games over 10 days. Bad schedule for Utah. But again, with all those options I just mentioned, what did I just say? Atlanta, Cleveland, it would be the best one. Cleveland, because you can hold for 7 days instead of 6. Atlanta, Houston, Miami, Orlando, Philadelphia. You got a bunch of options there. DeAndre Hunter might be on the wire in some of your leagues. If you're going the Atlanta route, Isaac Okoro, Sam Merrill, as we just talked about, even a Dean Wade in Cleveland. Houston, Amen Thompson may or may not be on rosters. Probably not. Miami always has someone you could pull off the bench. Caleb Martin. He's an easy one. Jaime Jaquez. Orlando's entire team is a stream team. Jalen Suggs is probably floating around out there in some spots. Cole Anthony, Mo Wagner, Gary Harris. Philly, I don't have a ton of them, but there might be a couple. Hell, Kyle Lowry might be your grab tomorrow. So that's where you sit over the next couple of days. I don't even think it's like there's sort of no reason to look at every single day over the entire week right now. You can try to game plan it out a little bit, but in all likelihoods, you're going to have someone get hurt on your team, and then you're going to have to replace that roster spot, and it's going to blow up your plan. What I will say is today, the things that you absolutely positively must do is if you have a fringe 3-gamer, try to switch him to Brooklyn. And if you can't get to Brooklyn, try to switch him to Portland, because that buys you, Brooklyn buys you 7 days. Portland buys you at least 6, possibly as many as 11. Other than that, you could hang on. And if you have a Utah Jazz player, you let him play today and then you move off of them tomorrow. Otherwise, you can let it wiggle a little bit. I don't think that you have to, you know, detonate your team. You don't have to go from a bunch of 3-gamers to a bunch of 4-gamers today, because you could still do that tomorrow if you really wanted to. There are more choices tomorrow, I believe, than there are today. And if you want to wait till later in the week, you sort of could. No, it's not the world's easiest thing, but, you know, Charlotte has a Friday, Saturday back-to-back. That starts a stretch for them where they have 6 games over 9 days. So that's it. Charlotte's an interesting team to start on Friday. Chicago, who we already talked about, is a good one this week. That they continue through Thursday of next week to have a pretty good schedule. We talked about Cleveland tomorrow. That's a pretty easy one. Golden State goes Wednesday, Thursday, Saturday in the middle of this week. So there's an opportunity to use a move to get 3 games over 4 days right smack in the middle. So there are a lot of options. But make sure you're streaming. Don't sit on like a fringe Pelican or a fringe New York Knicks player, because they only go one time the first 4 days of this week. There are teams that go 3 times in those days, and then you just pivot back off of it. So you don't gain, you know, you'd gain 2 games over that 4-game stretch, but you have to sort of account for the ones that you might lose on the back end. But like, the Pelicans have a terrible schedule until next Friday. So look to see who on your team, if there are some really bad schedule guys. Utah's a bad one. New Orleans, as I just mentioned, is a bad one. The Knicks are kind of a bad schedule this week. Indiana is a bad schedule this week, although at least starting on Sunday, they transition to a slightly better calendar. Charlotte's a weird schedule because it's awful to start the week, and then it's good, very good, for 9 days. So hopefully that gave you a few names. We'll obviously continue to do names over on social. Tomorrow we'll give you some names on, again, we'll repeat the names for the possible pickups tomorrow that we already talked about today, and then we'll also give you a little bit of Wednesday. So we'll try to do like 2 days at a time here while also looking down the line and seeing how many moves we might have left. So I would say you probably average using 1 move today, maybe as many as 2. Definitely don't go over 2 moves today. Save at least 2 moves for Thursday and beyond to be able to shore up particular categories at the end of the week. If you only use 1 move today, you could then use another one tomorrow if you wanted to gain a game, or you could save them and try to backload your week a little bit. And that's the way I'd stream playoff week number 1. Thanks for watching, everybody. That's our quick hitter. It did go a couple minutes over because it's also kind of like a weekly preview episode. Good luck in your playoff week. Hope you guys are enjoying these weird little schedule blip shows we're doing. We'll try to do one every day this week except for Friday. I think we'll be too busy for that one. Again, find me over on social media at Dan Vesperus. Check out the MLB Fantasy Pass. Get yourself some baseball goodies. Let's win some money finishing up our basketball leagues. So long for now.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.